Oh, thank you. Thank you, Chair. My intervention will be short one. I want to highlight few things. Like the presenter mentioned, it's good that you are focusing on non-metallic minerals this time. The most important thing to consider here is that the visibility you mentioned and the volumes that you projected, of course, in terms of sheer volume, maybe it looks very big. But if you think in terms of, I don't know, when you have to mine a metal, and if you think in terms of energy intensity that you are using, maybe that could give a more balanced statistics. So if you also consider vis-a-vis energy intensity, what kind of energy you're using to extract 1 gram of metal vis-a-vis, you know, 1 gram of sand. So that's a totally different equation. So I see that missing in the current statistics. So that is skewed to my view. And the other thing I also wanted to highlight is that earlier we also talked about regional collaboration, cooperation, so on and so forth. You know, when you think about energy transition, you know, we are thinking about energy transition as an end goal. But how about already thinking about renewable energies, you know, using renewable energies for sustainable mining at this point of time as we start extracting for energy transition. So, you know, that way I would like to, you know, mention that to sustain later, energy efficiency would be important. The source of energy, renewable energy, would be important. And also when you think in terms of construction materials, especially the industrial materials, it's a big volume business. So I think it's also good to consider in terms of, like we mentioned earlier, regional cooperation, efficiency in logistics and transportation and trade. So those are a few things that I wanted to just highlight. Thank you so much.